Hey, AfterBuzzers, welcome to the Vampire Diaries, Season 8, Episode 3. You decided that I was worth saving after show. We've got a very fun show lined up, so stay tuned!
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV! And now, let the buzz begin!
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Yeah. Oh, well, yes, let me introduce myself. Hello, everyone. I'm Tiana Hobson. It's perfect. It's perfect. Look at that. And guess what? We've got a full panel tonight for the first time this season. Third time's the charm. Katie Campbell with the hair.
Hey, you guys can find me on Twitter at Katie E. Campbell. That's Katie with three E's Campbell.
Sam D.
Hey, guys, you can find me, Sam Davidson, at SamD43 on Twitter and Instagram, and I'm in the live chat, as a lot of you are. So
Jordana!
You guys can find me on Twitter and on Instagram at Jordana_Morphin.
Woo! All right. Had to start with something, like, I'm trying to be happy because the episode really pissed me off, so I'm faking it till I make it, you know?
Yeah.
How did you guys feel about this episode?
I feel exactly the same way. Damon's pissing me off. Like, this whole situation with Damon is just kind of...
Yeah, like, how many
times do we see this?
How many times is he going to try to kill his friends and they're just going to continue to forgive him, is my question.
I'm hoping that there's more to this story and it's going to be, maybe he's not dead. You know, Tyler. And I don't know. They can't be doing this to Damon's character in the last season and then this is how we close out the whole show.
Yeah, I agree. And I don't think Tyler's dead either.
Yeah. We'll get into that later. Let's start off talking about this devil woman, Sybil.
Sybil.
She's even
horrible.
Her name is terrible. Sybil. Sorry if your name's Sybil out there. But for the purpose of this show, Sybil is a terrible name, and she's a terrible person, and so we're going to say terrible things about Sybil. sorry, I had a lot more feelings about that than I thought.
Yes, yeah, she's evil.
She is evil, and she starts off the show by messing with Damon's mind again, and this time killing Elena in the car crash.
No,
yeah, that was sad. I didn't like that.
I was
like, what's going on? How is this a thing?
Do you guys think that if she is, you know, eventually killed, that the memories will come back for Damon? Or are we dealing with that whole memories not coming back? You gotta...
Oh, God. I didn't even think about that. I think once she's done, the memories will come back.
Yeah, I think so, too.
Or maybe if he just sees Elena, he's like, that's the one that's actually in those memories.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't know. To me, it just doesn't seem like he... Like, I know that he's forgotten Elena and Sybil replaced her in those memories, but at the same time, it doesn't seem to me like that's how he is thinking about it. Yeah. I don't know. It doesn't seem like that drastic of a change as it would have been.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But I don't know. This whole mind control thing, the thing that freaks me out the most is, you know, like you guys were saying, how do we come back from this? How do we get back in his mind to change the memories back? And Enzo even said at one point during this episode that, you know, she had been in there messing with his mind, and he doesn't even know what exactly she's done. So no one knows the effects of what she's doing in Damon's mind.
Right.
No one knows that she's going in there and erasing Elena from different timelines or different memories.
Right.
Like, so how do you help someone if you don't even know this is happening to them?
That's true.
Yeah.
So sad.
I did like that we saw Sheriff Forbes.
Yeah, that was sweet.
Mm-hmm. Even though she was really sad because she was talking about Elena and her parents being dead, but it was really cool to see her.
Yeah. Oh, God. Why can't they just bring people back in happier circumstances? I don't know. Well, I would like to see that.
At least for that character, she's still on as one of the writers, so at least she's still, you know, in the family behind the scenes.
Right.
And as opposed to Tyler, who just was brought into this
period. Out of nowhere.
Anywhere. Oh. Anyways, we'll get to that later. So Sybil's new mission is to have Bonnie killed because Enzo swears that she means nothing to him and he's still not letting her in and won't turn off his switch. So she sends Damon out to kill Bon Bon.
Poor Bon Bon. Like, I just feel bad for her every time I see, like, every episode I'm just like, why? Why her? You know?
Because she is strong.
Yeah, she's the strongest. She's the only one that can handle it. Thank you, Katie. But I had a question about that. So, isn't it in Sybil's best interest to... She obviously doesn't know about the tie between Bonnie and Elena, I don't think. And even though she's erasing Damon's memory of Elena, if like you said, if Elena were to come back, I think when he saw her, it would trigger something inside of him. So it's kind of stupid for her to want to kill Bonnie because that'll just bring back Elena. Mm-hmm. And that'll cause problems.
She doesn't know, right?
Yeah. Right. Yeah. But I just don't know why no one told her. Like, just so she wouldn't kill Bonnie. Like, I wouldn't do that if I were you. Do you want his love to come back and make maybe trigger something?
Sure, her answer probably would be, well, then I'll kill her.
Yeah.
Sybil.
Sybil. So, before Damon finds Bonnie, we actually got a really fun moment in the episode of Caroline and Bonnie getting to be excited about her engagement and
that was so
going
cute.
Dress shopping. And I love that Bonnie kind of called her out and was like, yeah, I know that, you know, your first choice for maid of honor is kind of asleep right now. So that's why I get this. But, you know.
Yeah, I would have thought that Bonnie was her first choice.
No, it was always Caroline and Elena first. Yeah. And Elena was closer with Bonnie to begin with. I feel like in that tripod of friends, you know how you kind of pair off? I feel like the strong connection between the two was Elena.
Okay.
Of course, Elena.
Yeah, she was the bond that tied them together.
I thought it was Bonnie back then, though. Like, Bonnie was everybody's first choice.
That's what I thought, too, because I thought Caroline was really jealous of Elena and held a bit of a grudge.
Yeah, in the very beginning.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess now that I'm thinking back to season one.
Yeah.
Well, I do like that they had that moment after we had, like, the talk about Caroline and Bonnie being selfish and in their own worlds. Mm-hmm. And I think it was really sweet to see them kind of being like, no, I want to put you first. I want to put you first. We're friends. Like, I liked seeing that because we used to see so much of that, the girls as friends and doing, you know, their sleepovers and all that stuff. And it was cute to see them bonding like that.
Arthur, I am going to butcher his last name, Nguyen, said that Damon was so rude interrupting Caroline and Bonnie shopping for the wedding.
Totally was rude. He could have waited, and he didn't need to kill the poor girl who worked in the shop. Like, she's trying to make a living.
I know. Why couldn't they save her?
I think he was just so already looked pretty dead. Mm-hmm.
They didn't even try to put blood in her mouth. Just saying. They could have tried.
They had to run.
They had to run. I mean, Bonnie was running one way.
They had a psycho vampire coming out attacking them. They had to get out of there. But yeah, it was a sweet moment. And especially after last week, you know, seeing Bonnie finally be selfish for herself and, you know, make the choice to try to save Enzo. And having her, Caroline, having that conversation. Just, it was nice to see them being happy for each other. Mm-hmm. And yeah, it was great. But yeah. Short-lived.
Speaking of that whole situation, Stefan and Rick, when, you know, he goes over there to talk to him about, you know, getting married. It's just so...
He's like, I wanted to tell you myself, right? See how you were doing myself?
Yeah, because he told Caroline he was fine. But, I mean, it's like when girls say I'm fine.
Yeah.
There's more in there. But I also think that Rick has a lot going on in his mind, so Caroline's engagement might not be the top of his list of things. He's got, you know, mystical creatures. He's got an intern that just said she'd seen hell. You know, he's dealing with a lot.
Do you guys think it is, though, inside hurting him at all? Or
I think so a little. I mean, I think he's preoccupied right now. So, like you said, he's not really thinking about it. But, like, he did, you know, have a soft spot for her, and like, she raised the girls and everything, so I'm sure it hurts a little bit. Wouldn't you be hurt by it?
Yeah. I will say, though, I'm really like liking his storyline right now. I have been finding him useless for a while, and now I really like that they're bringing him back into this and he's figuring it out. Like, he's human, but they need him. He's helping save everyone.
Kind of bringing him back when he was the hunter with all of the tricks and things he had in his bag, and now he's got the artifacts. And
we talk about his intern?
Georgie.
Mm-hmm. I just don't know how I feel about her, really? Because she's very nosy, and I get that she can pick up that he's clearly hiding things from her, but I just don't understand her relationship with him at this point. Like, is she interested in him romantically, or is this just about him lying about what they're actually doing?
I think she's really smart, and she's interested in what's going on with him and that whole thing, because she has had a past with whatever that symbol is on the pitchfork, on the artifact. And I think she's into that, but maybe into him as well. But I think on the forefront of her mind is, what is this symbol that I've seen. I have it marked in my body. He's clearly not telling me the truth. And she's into this kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm. And when we first saw her, she was really flirty. But I feel like right now she's, you know, we're not seeing that side anymore.
Yeah. So. And when we got introduced to her and she was all flirty, I didn't really like her. But now that she's tied into this story and she's useful and she's not just like this random intern that's being kept in the dark, I like her character a lot more.
Okay. And since we're already talking about Alaric, let's keep going. So, the girls.
Oh my god.
That was some freaky stuff. Yeah. When they dropped the tuning pitchfork, I guess is what it ended up being. Yeah. And that loud noise, like, the way they screamed from it.
Mm-hmm. But is it, like, I've seen that, you know, some comments or tweets about, is it because they can hear, like, the sirens? Or is it because they're just little girls and maybe it does make a sound regardless that everybody can hear, but it's just on an extreme level for sirens, and they're little girls, so they're scared. Like, you know what I mean? When something falls, like, it's scary. Maybe,
Katie.
What?
Katie, it's called the Vampire Diaries.
Okay.
These kids are already supernatural in ways. I think we're learning more about what exactly.
I think that kind of, well, I feel like that had to happen for him to realize it, because they are, like, supernatural, obviously.
So he didn't hear anything?
I don't know, but when it happened, that's when he was like, oh, like that, he put two and two together that was gonna, you know, get Sybil or whatever. Sybil.
So when Georgie ran down the stairs, she says, what happened? Is it because she heard the girl screaming, or is it because she heard the girl screaming and the tuning?
I don't think she heard the tuning.
I think she just heard the girl screaming. Mm-hmm.
But that was something that I was hoping someone would say throughout the rest of the episode. I was like, so wait, did she hear it or did she not hear it? Well, what's going on? Did Alaric hear how loud it was? Yeah. Or did he not? We know that we, the audience, heard it. The girls heard it, but everyone else's reactions were so level.
It is funny. This is true. Sam B in the chat said, in all caps, it literally took them 3 episodes for them to say that it's a tuning fork. Like, and that's even funny. Alaric, like, Georgie was feeding it to him, and he's like, what? No? Yeah. It just, like, went right over his head.
But pitchforks have 3. Right? That's what he said.
Yeah, I guess so.
Gemini and Siren, is that... So then we're thinking that that has something to do with each other? The Gemini Coven of Witches and Sirens.
I'm not saying that they're hand-in-hand together, but maybe this tuning fork is capable to affect people other than Sirens.
Mm. Okay.
Other mystical
creatures. All like a dog whistle for
all
supernatural creatures.
The Little Mermaid... Her dad had one of those.
Oh, yeah. Is that called a Titan? Or no? What am I talking about?
Oh, he did.
He had one of those, his tuning fork. But I think it had 3.
His wasn't.
But maybe it's a tuning fork because they're mermaids, sirens, and I don't know. Something is connected.
We don't know where Katie's going on this one. We're just going to let you have that.
I have a really good comment here. Arthur, again, said, I think the twins tried to siphon the magic from the fork, and it caused a bad reaction.
Oh.
Yeah.
Why do we all sound like a perfect voice and like we're a choir over here?
No, like we're sirens.
Yeah.
Singing the tunes.
Katie, I love you. Okay. I love you so much, Katie. Let's talk about the little girl talk that we got, the other girl talk. Sybil, Bonnie, and Caroline. Mm. As everyone's rushing in the house trying to grab weapons, Sybil just chilling downstairs like, oh, hey, guys.
Drinking some whiskey.
Yeah. She's like, come sit down. Let's have a talk. Don't make me force you.
Yeah. I think that must have been a really fun scene to film.
Right?
Like, it was a fun scene.
Yeah.
Even though it was, you know,
like, as much as I don't like her, I like her. Like, I love her character. Like, she's just so, like, sexy, you know? Like, she has, like, that presence.
It's effortless, kind of.
Yeah, very effortless.
Are you being lured in by the siren?
Maybe.
Yeah.
Is the siren getting to you, Jordana?
She is. Can she literally control everyone's minds, or is it just, like, the sing to the men? Or,
I think it's everyone.
Because, remember, she went to Caroline's
head.
Mm-hmm. Okay. But can she, maybe she can read her thoughts, but can she control her too?
I'm assuming she can control anybody.
Okay, Nicholas Kelly's clearing some things up for us. The tuning fork is a dark object made ages ago. It was ancient Greece with the Gemini Coven, which originated in Greece along with the Bennett witches. And he said, look at Katsia. Or how do we say her name?
Katsia.
Yeah, forgot about her. Oh, but that's a better explanation than we're giving you guys. So thank you, Nicholas.
Yeah, okay, cool. Thank you for that. So this conversation was interesting. It was a lot of Sybil questioning why people are in love with Bonnie. And it's like, look at her.
Yeah.
She's a boss because she's the best person. Because she's Bonnie Bennett.
I know.
Mm-hmm. Well, she hasn't met Elena yet because everyone really loves Elena.
She's like, there's something about, well, both of them, Bonnie and Elena, that has, you know, especially right now, Damon and Enzo both, you know, are hesitating to do things.
Yeah. Yes, Katie. What did you guys think about her questioning Bonnie so hard about Damon? Like, you guys never hooked up? And but it kind of brought out the whole Bayman thing again.
Yeah.
Did you guys... I don't know.
Yeah, definitely. I'm glad someone said it.
Yeah.
Because the Bayman thing has kind of just been, like, they never talked about it on the show, but everyone picked up on this, like, energy between them.
Right.
So she just said it.
I still say that I love Bayman as platonic friends.
Yeah, me too.
Yes.
But there are shippers out there that like them romantically. Yeah,
who like them romantically, and that's great.
And then Selena can happen.
One of these days. But yeah, so one of the things that I was like, Caroline, really, you're gonna basically tell her that the one thing about Bonnie is that she'll do anything for her friends?
Yeah,
yeah.
You just set her up with perfect. All, like, you gave her the information, easy peasy. Yeah. So now Bonnie has to choose between Damon and Enzo, who lives and who dies, or the two have to fight to the death.
What was her point with that? She'd do anything for her friends. Like, what was that, like, gonna...
Sybil?
Yeah, no, what was Caroline trying to do to Sybil by saying that?
She was just trying to tell her, like, you're wasting your time trying to
get Bonnie. She was, like, showing her off, like, you know, Bonnie's pretty
much.
It's
like, Caroline, this is not the time.
Yeah. Yeah. Right? Yeah. Caroline, be quiet. Mm-hmm. Let the adults talk right now.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, but, I mean, it backfires, and now Bonnie is in this impossible situation. She's got who... Right now is was one of her best friends, Damon, mm-hmm. before he turned off his switch, and then the love of her life, Enzo. And she has to choose, and she knows that with Stefan being in the mix, that's his blood, that's his brother. We all know that Stefan forgives Damon for anything that he does.
But, like, why would Bonnie get so mad at Stefan over that? Because it's his brother at the end of the day. Yeah. Like, he's going to choose him. I understand, like... She thinks he's not even trying, and Enzo is at least trying, she's saying. But, like, he's going to choose his brother, and you can't fault him for that. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I think it just makes her upset because Damon isn't, like she said, he isn't, like, trying or he isn't fighting for it. So it's just, like, one of those things that we've seen already, you know? We've seen Damon go through this.
Damon has his own elaborate plan, and it just is different than Enzo's. And he's...
I mean, I think that's what everyone hopes for, because at the end of the day, Damon is the guy who goes and does terrible, horrible things, but he's got a plan at the end of the day that sometimes saves the day, so it's like, do we forgive him because he just murdered, like, 20 people for no reason to get to the end result here?
Maybe. Can I talk about Tyler really quick because of that? Maybe...
No.
Oh. No.
You can't, because I want to have a whole discussion about Tyler.
But, okay, I can't forget these thoughts, though,
and because... I feel like we might be on the same page there, and Tyler is his own separate topic
tonight. Oh, my gosh. All right. Topic. Well,
he's his own separate entity tonight.
Wait, I just want to say, too, that Sybil said, you can't say Damon without damn.
Yeah. Like, damn. Damon. Hey. But, yeah, I think that... A lot of what Damon is doing and why Bonnie is so upset, it's not... She knows that this is his brother, but at what point do you stop giving him chances to be a good person? Because no matter how many chances he gets, he always comes back and always ends up in a predicament like this where he's being the douchebag.
Yeah.
You know? And I love Damon. Everyone knows. I am
Delana.
I want him to be alive when Elena wakes up. I want them to be together. But at the same time, from Bonnie's point of view, this is a guy who constantly is messing everything up. And here's Enzo, who is not that guy. So why are we giving Damon another chance and taking away this more innocent person.
Mm-hmm. Well, Stefan at least wasn't like, well, I just gotta save Damon. He's like, guys, we're not gonna kill each other. And I know that was, bless his heart, he was really trying, but he can't because Sybil's got this mind control. But he was at least trying to save both of them. Yeah. Wasn't like, Stefan's like, I choose Damon, bye, Enzo, bye.
I know how Caroline got in that mix, too.
Yeah. Well, I just want to, like, give the show props for that fight scene.
That fight was amazing.
Yeah. So, and then when they cut to commercial and it was, like, you know, Enzo and Damon, and then like Stefan jumps in there. It was like they're animals. And I kind of understood what Sybil was saying. I was like, yeah, I kind of like this.
I like seeing it in the clock too.
Yeah, it just looked really cool too.
Yeah. And I want to talk about when Damon calls Stefan. Because my heart was like, yes, there's still part of Damon in there who's like, I can't kill my best friend Bonnie. I need my brother to come. I even tweeted, like, Damon's still alive. He's still, like, there. And then I was wrong.
Help me kill Enzo.
I also didn't think that he would call Stefan to help him kill Enzo. And ultimately, that's what he was asking for. He's like, look, if things start going south, I know that you'll protect me over Enzo, so I needed you here for this. I thought it was going to be, hey, I needed you here because we have to fight each other to the death. I need you to stop us from doing it.
Right.
Or something like that. But it was not. So I was let down by Damon again.
Maybe he's really trying to tell Stefan. He's trying to have Stefan, like, read his mind, sort of. Like, I'm saying these
apples
things.
Apples, wasn't?
Oh, no, it was something stupid.
Bananas and it was a fruit and something random.
But he
penguin. No?
Apples and penguins.
Something like that.
Like, I get we were kind of supposed to laugh at that, but I was just like, oh my god, if you say that one more time.
Applesauce.
Applesauce and penguin, maybe?
Yeah, but he's like, maybe he's trying to have Stefan be, he's like, okay, I'm saying these words, but I really mean something else, but I can't say it because she's in my mind, and he's aware that she's in his mind, so he doesn't know what memories Sybil will go to, and if she sees Damon trying to tell Stefan something, she's gonna...
I thought it was because he, like, physically couldn't. Like,
yeah, just, maybe that too, but
I think it was every time he tried, like, those words were replaced in his vocabulary instead of saying what's happening.
Yeah.
Applesauce and penguin.
Yeah, that was it.
She's gonna start saying that to random people.
Applesauce and penguin.
Ask me what's your name? Applesauce and penguin. But yeah, I mean, that was just another thing. But and going back to that fight, it was just so amazing, the choreography and the execution, and I was just watching it, and I was like, man, these three guys had so much fun that day on set.
Yeah.
I think this was one of the best fight scenes that they've had in...
Me too.
In the history of the show.
Yep. Agreed.
I'm going to say it. In the history of the show.
Cam Creative just said, LOL, Katie is so optimistic. Bless your heart.
Thank you.
She really is, Cam.
Katie Campbell, the lover of love. Katie says yay.
For
everything.
I know.
Well, guys, this show, you know, is brought to you completely free, and one of the ways we're able to do that is from our sponsors, and tonight's sponsor is DraftKings. So, how's your fantasy football season going? What's that you say? Your starting running back has already pulled both hamstrings, and your sleeper pick is still sleeping. Well, it's not too late to save your season and win huge cash prizes at DraftKings.com. DraftKings is the destination for one-week fantasy football. That means no season-long commitments to busts or bench warmers. Never again will injuries have you combing the waiver wire at 2 a.m. Every week is a brand new season at DraftKings. Just pick your contest, draft your team, and follow the action live. Renew old rivalries with friends and play them every week. Or try the 50-50 contest, where the top half of all entries win cash. Even if your current fantasy team is circling the drain, you can still win huge cash prizes at DraftKings. So don't wait. Start your new season at DraftKings.com now. Use the code BUZZ and play free with your first deposit. That's the code word BUZZ to play free for your share of over $100,000 in total prizes this weekend. Only at DraftKings.com. Eligibility restrictions may apply, and see the site for more details on that. So,
oh, that's cool.
I played fantasy football for one season. I came in second. I forgot to put a team together for the playoffs, so.
No.
So I could have came in first, but I didn't. But playing fantasy football, I learned, is actually fun. Yeah. Even if you don't watch football like me.
And the cash prizes.
Yeah, cash prizes too. Like, who doesn't want more money in their bank account? Yeah, so
absolutely.
Gotta love that. All right, guys.
Yes.
It's time.
It's time.
It's time to talk about Tyler.
So hot. Sorry.
Right? He came back looking better than ever.
So good. So
that amazing. Beard and the scrub.
He looks like manly.
I was like, oh, Tyler, you became a man.
Yeah.
Hello, Tyler. So at the end of this whole fight scene, we see who lives and who dies, and the pitchfork comes and saves the day. The intern is watching this whole thing go down. And then fast forward, because now we have Sybil locked up in a cell, but she's still communicating with Damon.
So she can still control him. I'm still a little confused on that.
The mind game, I guess, is still happening there.
She's like singing to him, which I don't know. We don't know what she was telling him to do or not do. And Tyler's with the armory, right? He's been with the armory for a little bit.
When and where, like, was the last time we saw him?
Yeah.
I
don't remember.
And he is a human at this point, correct?
He hit Elena's body. No?
Yes.
Yes, he took,
yes.
He took Elena's body.
That's right.
No one knows where it is except for him.
I mean, Tyler's great, but why leave it with him out of all people? I always thought. I mean, he wasn't the most trustworthy.
Yeah. Well, do you think that maybe, though, Damon has this whole plan and he didn't kill him, but somehow, we don't know what's been going on with Tyler, so somehow he's going to be a hybrid again, maybe, or something's happening where he's not going
to
be...
Yeah. Before we get to that, because that's a little prediction-y, let's actually talk about what happened.
And he died.
Let's talk about the events that led up to this.
I'm just freaking out about this.
I know you are. And here's... I'm not, because... Because I am Tiana Hobson, and I have faith that the show is not stupid.
Yeah.
I just have faith that the show is not stupid.
Yeah.
So anyways, so Damon is now off, and we don't know what he's doing. We don't know how much time has really passed, but he's doing his old game of, you know, I'm dead in the road, come help me, to get victims. And it's Tyler this time, and he's there. And Tyler keeps telling Damon, like, oh, yeah, I heard you shut off your switch. Well, if you want to kill me, kill me. Do it. Because what's going to stop anyone from... No one will ever forgive you if you kill me. I'm like, you're not Bonnie. Like, calm down, Tyler. Yeah. Like, I love you, dude.
Also, he's been gone.
Yeah, you've been gone for a minute. no one knows what you're up to. Yes, everyone would be upset with Damon if he killed anyone of their friends. Mm-hmm. But I just didn't understand why he thought he was the person who could stop Damon. Like, if you would never kill me. Damon almost killed Bonnie Bennett, his best friend.
Yeah.
Tyler, you and Damon have never gotten along, so why would he stop with you?
Yeah. Because
that was my question for this whole scene.
Creating something for Sybil to remember or get into Damon's brain and see the memory that happened, but really, they were talking to each other.
Telepathically?
Kind of.
Wait.
But not really telepathically.
She's saying that Damon and Tyler had a secret plan, and that
there was secret
meanings in the words that they were using. That if you go decipher later on, if you play it back on a tape in reverse, it's actually like the devil loves you.
What? Damon, he's doing these bad things. He's doing these bad things, and this is the last season, and we want him to choose better, and maybe he's got an elaborate plan, and maybe he's bringing Tyler to help take down Sybil by turning him to a hybrid. I don't know.
You know what I was thinking? I forgot when this happened exactly, but we saw a scene where Damon's in the kitchen eating with Sybil.
Oh, yeah, in one of the flashbacks that she erased Bonnie from his mind.
Mm-hmm. But she says in that they're talking about their plan, and she says, you know, you need to kill off everyone that's been close to you or like that has been your friend. And
yeah, but he's just a random person. No, like,
I'm not trying to be insensitive to Tyler as a character. He's a fan favorite. We all love him. He's been around since the beginning. But in Damon's mind, he's not important enough to be the person to stand in front of him and be like, if you kill me, there's no coming back from this.
Yeah, he's not Elena.
Yeah, like he's not the person to do that. So that's why I don't believe Tyler. I don't think the show would bring back a fan favorite to sacrifice himself for Damon of all people.
I think it's one of two things. One is that Tyler is not so stupid and knows to not antagonize Damon like that. So he, I don't know, maybe he, people have said that maybe he's a hybrid again, I don't know, but then you saw the way that, like, he was dying.
Yeah.
Or it wasn't Tyler, and it could have been a dream, or someone that looked like a, you know, a facade of some sort. I don't know. So people in the chat think that it maybe wasn't real. Yeah,
maybe, like, yeah, a dream or something. I can see that,
I can see that. Yeah, being it. I just don't believe the show is stupid, and yeah. I've had so many people tweet me, like, I had faith in the show for years, and it's that Tyra Banks meme where it's like, I believed in you. Yeah. We all believed in you. And people are saying that because why even spend the money to bring Tyler back? Why would, I can't remember his real life name right now, but the actor who plays Tyler, why would he agree to come back to the show just to be killed off? Not that, like, hey, we're gonna bring you back for a whole episode and then you're gonna die. Like, we're gonna bring you back for the last 2 minutes of an episode and then you're gonna die. That makes no sense. Just, so I refuse to believe that Tyler is dead. I refuse to even that this scene ever happened. I refuse to believe any of it.
Bring him back just to kill him, just for the sake of Damon killing a close friend.
Like, no,
it doesn't, like, that much of it doesn't like hit me really hard.
Maddie Blue Eyes is a better person to stand up to Damon. If you're gonna put someone of Tyler's caliber, at least Matt has been around recently, not this season so far. But
Tyler is the only one that does know where Elena's body is. So that does give him more value than most.
But he didn't even bring that up like, if you kill me, you'll never see Elena again.
Does Sybil know that?
I don't think so.
I don't think so.
The way she goes through minds, though, because the way she went through Caroline's mind, it made it seem like even though we don't always see everything she sees, when she does that, she's getting all of your knowledge, like, at once. So I feel like she might know it, or she, or maybe they want to, like, wait and have her discover it later. Mm-hmm. But she definitely knows a lot about the relationships and stuff. So it's like, why wouldn't that part have come out by now?
Right.
I'm curious. Like, what are they going to do with her now they have her locked up?
She's getting out.
She is going to get out. Well, but I'm, like, curious what they think they're, you know, what do they want to do with her?
Yeah.
A lot of people in the chat, and I want to make sure we talk about this, not to get into predictions, but Sybil did mention
having a sister,
and then there is stuff about the nanny.
Yes, so it's either Celine or Georgie is what people keep thinking.
I think, I was going to save it for my prediction, but I was like, I feel like Georgie might be the sister, and maybe she doesn't realize that she is, and it's something that has to, like, awaken inside of her, and that's why she has the tattoo, and why she's seen hell,
can we talk about that?
To come back.
Like, more, dive into more why she would be, or should we wait, or do you want to get into predictions for that?
I mean, we're kind of in predictions. Let's go with predictions.
Okay. I want to add to that.
Now, your After Buzz TV predictions.
What are you adding, Katie?
Because Georgie, we did see her. Okay, so she was upstairs, and did she or didn't she hear that tuning fork right there? And then when she saw Sybil get taken down, Sybil freaked out because she, you know, heard the tuning fork, and then that stopped. And then we showed Georgie, like, freaking out in the car that she just saw somebody get their neck snapped. But did Georgie freak out in those moments right before we shot to her because she also heard the tuning fork? We don't know.
Well, in the extended promo, which is what everyone's saying, they showed that it was Celine. That's what the chat is saying.
Well, they showed somebody getting dragged away, kind of like Catherine did a little bit in, when she was taken into oblivion.
Yeah.
So I didn't know if it was actually.
But would the sister know, like, what is going on and that she's Sybil's sister?
I feel like if it's Georgie, that would make sense. Like, she wouldn't know, but with the whole tattoo, and like you said, with the tuning fork, that maybe she did hear that.
Another thing, too, about Celine is that when we see Sybil, you know, get her throat slashed, or whatever happened to her neck snap, she just immediately woke up. She doesn't, you know, she doesn't have to lay around for a while and be dead and then wake up. She just immediately comes up and she's alive again. You can't kill her. So Celine's neck was slit before and she was laying on the ground for a while. And then I've seen, like, you can argue, is, you know, maybe she was bleeding out too long. How would she survive all of that? Caroline, it took her a little bit to get home to actually save her. So maybe she is a siren because she survived. But at the same time, maybe if she was a siren, wouldn't she just get right back up?
I think it would maybe take a bit because when Sybil was thrown out of the car in this episode, like, she didn't get up right away.
Yeah. And she had the cuts and bruises on her for a while. And
Florina Radu said, Nanny is the siren, and for sure, Georgie is the key to kill them. So okay. That's a pretty good
maybe
prediction.
I just want Georgie to be on, like, the bad side because there's something about her I just don't trust.
Yeah.
I mean, the girl said she went to hell and back and literally, like, has seen it. So I have trouble trusting those kind of people, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Call me crazy.
And Celine's always just, like, the sweet angel who's just
no
perfect.
One's that innocent.
Ooh, that's a little scary, though, now that you say that. I wonder if she's going to, like, get in the girls' heads or anything like that.
Mmm.
Ooh.
That can be something.
Yeah, and also, what was it, Virginia? Maybe it wasn't a coincidence that she tried to kill Celine, not, you know, because we thought it was just to get to the girls, but maybe it was actually to kill Celine.
Yes. Oh, is she a Saint? No, she wouldn't be a Saint John then.
Who? Celine?
Yeah. What's her last name?
I don't think
we've gotten it.
Because there were multiple sisters.
We could look
sisters.
It up on IMDb to find maybe they have their full name, but it's also something they might not have released because they're keeping it secret until...
There were multiple sisters too, remember? But we haven't seen all of them.
No. And wait, multiple sisters of what?
Virginia, and maybe because she locked away Sybil.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
so maybe Celine is one. Oh yeah,
wow.
Yeah,
it's Celine.
Put our minds together, guys. Look at what we can come up with.
Everything. All right, so I think that's pretty much that. I think we're good on predictions. I want to end the show with a little bit of sad news. For any Originals fans out there, the actor Owiso Odera, who played Papa Tunde, he died performing on stage 2 days ago. He collapsed on stage in Kentucky, and Vampire Diaries and, like, Daniel Gillis and all those guys have been posting about him. So I just wanted to, you know, let the fans know and just say, you know, our condolences to him and his family. He was very young. He wasn't, you know, so that old or anything. He just, you know, collapsed. So I just wanted to say, you know, our condolences and just give him a little shout out because he was so great, and he's part of this family of Vampire Diaries Originals, and he was great on the show, so he will be missed.
Mm. Oh,
so sorry to bum everyone out at the end of the show, but... If you guys want to keep talking about the Vampire Diaries all week, we love reading your tweets, we love reading your comments, so make sure you comment below if you're watching on YouTube, if you're listening to us on iTunes, leave us a comment there and we will go check those as well. In the meantime, where can everyone find you guys?
You guys can find me on Instagram and on Twitter at Jordana_Marfin.
You guys can find me, Sam Davidson, samdavidsonentertainment.com, Twitter and Instagram at samd43. And I wanted to thank Clever Kim's Curious. You can find them on Instagram. They made me this really cool necklace, and Bonnie actually wore one of their necklaces in the first few episodes. So you should check them out. They're pretty cool.
That's awesome. You guys can find me on Twitter at Katie E. Campbell. That's Katie with 3 E's Campbell. Instagram at KatieCampbell13 and YouTube.com/KatieCampbellOnline. And please keep tweeting your Dear Elenas because they're great.
Amazing.
Dear Elenas are everything, so please keep them coming. And maybe starting next week, we'll start reading a few out at the beginning of the episode.
Absolutely.
You can find me at the Tiana Hobson on Twitter and Instagram. And make sure you check out all the shows that we do here. Absolutely free for you guys because we love you. At AfterBuzz TV all over social media. Until next week, we will see you guys later.
Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.